Leticia Pollock is co-owner of Panther Coffee in Wynwood. She says Basel is her busiest week of the year, so she has to have more people on staff to help keep the place running smoothly and looking tidy. But this year, Pollock noticed something else helping out. Plastic yellow trash cans next to the street in front of her property.
It's a new thing. I don't think it was here last year. It's a great initiative. I don't really know who did it, but it was a fantastic idea.
And she wasn't the only one benefiting. Artist Paul Vore 138 was finishing up a mural when I asked him how he was planning to get rid of his spray paint cans.
Well, I just showed up to this wall to paint it, and before I even began, there was these trash bins out here. It definitely makes it easier for us to clean up after ourselves.
I'm standing on the corner of Northwest 2nd Avenue and 27th Street in Wynwood. There's a yellow trash can in front of me, one kitty corner across the street, and I can see one on the same side, just down one block. So, is this just trash collection, or is this art?
I mean, it could even be an art project, you never know.
That's Sandro Abate. He owns a photography studio in Wynwood and lives nearby.
It could be actual garbage or some artist just has some crazy idea. You never know. There are artists everywhere.
Some speculate that city government could be responsible. The city of Miami did not return calls about its involvement. Whether it was a public service, the act of a Good Samaritan, or a new installation is unknown. It just goes to show that almost anything can be seen as art, even garbage cans. I'm Rachel Morello in Miami.